We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Your team battled head-to-head pretty well with the top 25 team in Pitt, came up short 45-24, but just curious about your impressions about your team's effort in that game.
Well, I think that's an easy answer. I mean, I was very happy with their effort. You know, I thought that, you know, they stepped up, they presented themselves in the right light. They played extremely hard. You know, I can't say the same about all the execution, you know, that, but that had a lot to do with some of those guys up there at Pitt. But I was extremely, you know, pleased with the way that we went out and attacked the game. And I think it sets a standard for how hard we will need to continue to play as we go down the stretch here. You know, we went on a road and we made the mistakes that you can't do. You know, you got to stop the run, you got to run the ball effectively, and you can't give up an explosion on special teams. And, you know, all three of those phases were maybe not up to par, particularly on the big punt return that was, you know, kind of critical to get their motor started. Although their motor was going to get started either way, they're a pretty good football team.
Yeah. Couple questions lined up for you. The first from Will. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good, Will. How you doing?
Doing well. With Brown coming up on Saturday, you guys have a little streak going in that series. How much has that meant to kind of get it rolling against them, and how much do you want to keep that rolling this year?
I mean, second part of that is 100%. I mean, you know, I was going through the history of the Governor's Cup, and we know that, you know, it was dead even last year, and we took a one-game lead. You go back in the history of this thing, and it's, you know, it's back and forth all the time, you know. So we're very happy to have the cup, and everything that we're doing is to be able to hold on to it. In first looks at Brown, I mean, they're very, very good. I think they're even improved. This is what I've seen from, you know, both sides of the ball. You know, you thought that EJ Perry might be gone and we might have a little less of a concern, but they're playing their tails off. They're gritty on defense, and you know, we got to make sure that we are playing with the same kind of effort level that we played with last weekend and execute and play a very good football game. I'm thankful we're home finally after 2 years on the road down there.
Thanks.
Next question from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
You're on mute, Steve. You need your producer, bro.
All right, here we go. Can you hear me?
Here we go, my man. All right.
Sounds good. Do it once a week. It's tradition. It's like Thanksgiving comes once a year. That happens once a week. Coach, a week ago, you were talking about one of the concerns being red zone efficiency. You went 3-for-3 in the red zone against Pitt with a short run from DeShields. Savage made the 15-yard catch, and then you got a field goal. Talk about what you addressed between games and what you thought of your efforts in the red zone on Saturday.
You know, I felt good about it, obviously. I mean, there were, you know, you go through every game and then you highlight areas that you need to improve upon. And then you manipulate your practice plan a little bit, be able to address those things. A lot of the times, you know, it's just, you know, there's a couple of play calls that go our way. And I was just pleased. I mean, you got down there versus those guys and we were happy to get in the red area to be able to finish them off was critical. And, you know, so we addressed the issue. We didn't do too much, you know, in terms of complete overall the practice plan, but we certainly made an emphasis mentally and in our preparation, how much time we spent down there with those kinds of plays. And I thought the offensive staff did a good job getting them ready.
Coach, also, if I can follow up, Rob. Also, Coach, you had some fourth and longs, third and longs that you converted on, one fourth and 10, a couple of third and 10s, and a third and 9. I know you don't like to be in third and fourth and longs, but you guys were able to convert and keep some drives going.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give credit, I mean, to the, you know, the execution, the throwing and the catching. I thought there were some pretty special things out there. You know, like I said, you certainly don't like third and long, and you certainly don't like it versus the creatures we were facing last weekend. But, you know, the opportunity is, you know, you got to dial up a play that's going to give you best opportunity success. And then, you know, the receiving end, I thought a couple of those were really outstanding catches. And, of course, it was Kasim was able to get the ball out there to him.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Jim, we touched on Marcus DeShields, the big 63-yard touchdown run that he had, finished the day with with two touchdowns. He's up to 267 for the year. And he and Katara Summers, transfers from St. Francis, have both made a big impact. Talk about how you got those guys and the impact that they've made on your offense.
Well, Katara was great to us. I mean, we started recruiting him once he went into the transfer portal. He committed to us early, and then he, you know, stayed with his commitment all the way through to getting him here. And we were in the process of, you know, completing our recruiting class with the transfers. We were looking for, we were uncertain about a couple of pieces, and, you know, Marcus was still hanging out there, and it was a late decision, but one that we're really glad we made. I mean, he's been spectacular over the last couple of weeks. You know, he's really been a consistent performer. And I had a good time today. You know, I saw him, you know, walking off the field, and I asked him on that long run, I said, were you looking up at the video board when you were running? He said, hell yeah. He said, I just want to make sure no one was gonna track him down. So, you know, it was cool to be in a stadium that you can see that going on. But he's been a great breath of fresh air. I'm sure the St. Francis coach hates us, but, you know, I guess that's the way of the world nowadays. But I know they've been great additions, and I think I was hearing Greg talking about, you know, bringing into the fabric your football team transfers, and they've both been great team players and are true Rams at this point in time, and feel really good about both their performances and preparation.
Got another question from Anakin. Go ahead, Anakin.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Last week you talked about just your team dealing with a lot of injuries at the moment, one of them being Wesley Neal. Do you see his injury being a long-term concern?
He's not a long-term concern. It's just how quick he can recover. So, you know, we've had very positive results from his, you know, treatments and all the rest of it, but we are questionable for this weekend. We got a week off after that, and then all things go the right way is probable, if not even better, you know, for the Elon game.
Thank you. Got a follow-up from Steve Rhodes here.
Coach, a word about Kasim and the passing game. 17 completions, 8 different pass catchers, 6 receivers with at least a couple of catches. Just talk about his comfortability out there.
Well, I mean, I think we all kind of recognize, you know, we were disappointed in how we executed the past game versus Delaware. And, you know, I think that one of the things that we identified was the importance of us getting on rhythm and getting the ball out of his hands. And so we really designed, you know, our whole approach for a number of different reasons. One, because we knew that the pressure, we'd have a good offensive line, defensive line matchup, but those guys would press the pocket. We wanted to increase the speed and decision-making process, and we threw some things out there. What I thought he did a very good job delivering the ball down the field on time and rhythm, and, you know, making quick decisions on what the defense gave us. And, you know, I think that the results where he was, you know, a lot more accurate, more consistent, and gave us the leadership presence at that position that's necessary to help you stay in a game or if not win it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Jim, the second part of the state championship on Saturday, I know you touched on it a little bit with Will, but I think everybody has these rivalry games. What makes this one so special?
I guess it's probably the length of time. I think that it's been being played, and I'd be remiss from trying to quote how many years Brown's been playing URI. 106 years, Shane Donaldson, my trusty right hand man, came right out with that one. You know, but it's 39, this will be the 40th meeting of the Governor's Cup. You know, that's an important piece because you have a physical trophy that someone's taken away at the end of that day. But I think, you know, when you start looking behind the scenes, it's the public school, private school thing. You know, I think that there's a lot of pride in this state. We carry the state, you know, the anchor, which is symbol of our state flag. We like to think of ourselves as representatives of a, you know, hard blue collar, you know, state that works very hard and tough and tough-minded and believing in preparation and togetherness, all that good stuff. And, you know, so there's, I think there's a piece that there is a good feel that URI is able to beat Brown for the people that follow us and people that are proud of this state. And so it's very important for us. And you know, Browns had their way in the overall history for, I think it's 70 to 30 or something crazy like that. But we were going to look at the Governor's Cup record to look at more recent times. So we got to play well, and we want to keep that cup right here in Kingston.
All right, Jim, thanks for your time here this morning. Good luck on Saturday night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Rob. Yeah.